我们有刚受浸的弟兄Terry 为我们做他得救的见证，我们现在把时间交给他。
哇，有啤酒来啊。
大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
非常感谢主啊，有今天有这个机会在这里为大家报告我的一个受洗的心路历程。
And I just want to tell you the sort of the journeys, you know, of my baptism.
首先先说明一下，我自己的一个一个，我先说一个结论好了啊。
I just want to draw a conclusion first.
在接触主耶稣基督之前呢，活了大半辈子，所有的事情啊，自己的人生都是有规划、有计划的。
Before I came to know the law, I schedules and plan all my life, every step.
即使有些事情啊不在我计划当中，可是一般我们都会顺势而为，不会逆理而行。
逆理
就是不照牌理出牌。
Oh, I just follow my plan step by step. Won't get out of it, out of line.
Okay. 那我是在台湾哈，生在台湾，长在台湾。
I was born in Taiwan and I grew up in Taiwan.
嗯，所以说在台湾过了大半辈子。
So most of my life was in Taiwan.
来到美国哈，从来不在我的计划当中。
Coming to stay is not in part of my plan.
对，虽然在 十几年前 我的姐姐帮我办理的这个移民的申请。
Even though over 10 years ago, my sister planned to apply me to immigrate to the States.
但是说实在话，我从来不想来美国。
And to be honest, no, I didn't want to come to the US at all.
对，那刚刚提到说接触主耶稣基督之前，那这个开始接触主耶稣基督大概在四年前，我在带着我跟我女儿去教会。
About 4 years ago, my wife took me and my daughter to church.
那时候啊，开始生命有了一些变化。
And that's the beginning of the change of my life.
我刚刚说过，所有的事情，这些事情都照自己的计划，或者说顺利去做。
Before that, I planned out my whole life, you know, myself.
Okay, 那在四年前左右开始。那我原来的一个工作在台湾，一个工作应该算是不错的。
I have a good work, good job at in Taiwan 4 years ago.
我特别提一下，我那个公司是台湾最大的金控公司。
Oh, it was the biggest holding company in Taiwan.
Financial
holding, yes.
然后呢，我的也在总部哈，在总公司。
I also work at the headquarters.
那个工作是很稳定的，待遇也不错，算是一个很不错的工作。
And I have high income and then very stable job.
是很奇怪的，四年前左右，我不想做了。
Four years ago, I didn't want to work anymore.
对，就每天都在想要离开。
Every day I thought about leaving the company.
就是每天要进公司之前都觉得好像这个脚步有千斤重啊。
And I feel very heavy steps, you know, before I enter the company every day at work.
有时候我自己都不能理解。
I couldn't understand why.
对，那总之那个时候我不能理解。但是如果今天来讲，我就知道说是天父带领着我们，我的一家人带我到美国来。
At this time I did not understand, but now when I look back, I understand that God the Father was bringing us to the U.S.
我讲说从台湾来到美国，美国是一个异乡对我们而言。
U.S. is a foreign country to us.
应该是很陌生的。
It's very strange to me.
可是我来到这里之后，却感觉到像我的故乡一样的温暖、很亲切。
When I came here, I feel like at home at all. I feel very close to each other.
因为我来到教会啊。
Because I come to church.
有这么多弟兄姐妹来关心我们。照顾我们。
So when brother and sister, they care for us, they support us.
所以我说教会就像我们的家一样。
So the church is almost like our family.
感谢天父。
And we thank the Father.
Okay, 刚刚我讲了说这个以前的工作是很安定、很稳定的啊。
I talk about my former jobs, it's very stable and very high income.
那当我开始觉得我需要改变，可是我并不知道我要何去何从。
I knew that I need to change, but I didn't know what to do.
可是因为那种想要改变的那种心那种力量啊，一天一天的增强啊，所以最后我还是决定了，我就离开那个工作。
Because the burden is my heart getting stronger every day, so I finally decided I just leave the company.
其实那时候就像有一种无形的力量啊，在指引我。
It's some kind of unseen force working inside me to push me out of the company.
对，对，当时真的是不知何去何从。那现在明白了，我刚刚讲过，上帝带领了我们来到美国，而且成为了他的儿女。
So God led us to U.S. and also led me to be His children.
那我必须再回头讲一下，其实在我离开那个工作之后啊，我有些很关心我的朋友。陆陆续续一定要帮我介绍工作。
And after I left the company, a lot of my friends they tried to introduce new jobs to me.
有三次的机会哈。
There are three chances.
然后那个工作的领域都是跟我自己本身所学的新闻、大众传播都是有关系的。
It's related to my broadcasting and all related to my specialties.
可是我就觉得很奇怪，我就不想要。
But I didn't.I'm not interested in that. I was not interested in those jobs at all, somehow.
所以到后面连介绍的朋友都有点觉得这家伙很奇怪。
So those close friends of mine, they felt very strange.
因为一个中年人
a middle-aged man,
先是把一个很不错的工作辞掉了
and I quit a good job.
待在家里也不知道干嘛
and then stay at home and didn't know what to do.
那人家帮你介绍了，其实有个工作我还去了一个礼拜。
And I went to work for 1 week on another job.
但是我还是跑掉了。
And finally, I still quit after 1 week.
所以朋友有一点，其实他有点生气。
And so my friend was kind of angry at me.
Yeah. 那在这个期间呢，我内心其实也很挣扎。事实上
，I was struggling inside.
因为家庭需要我们去工作。
Because the family need my income.
那离退休的年龄也还有一段距离，其实。
I'm still far away from my retirement.
所以，当朋友帮你介绍工作，甚至在原先离开那个工作的原来的工作的时候，内心都是很挣扎的。
So after quit the job, and then after also when people introduced new jobs to me, I was really struggling inside.
但是那时候的感觉就是说，你离开了一个你不想要的，你觉得不对的。那你一定要找到你要的，你才会去再去接受，而不是我不想要的，我离开了，然后我再去接受个我不想要，那不是很奇怪吗
？At the time, the logic is I quit something I don't like, but I should find something that I like. No, but at that time, I don't know what I like, and no, and it's kind of strange if I quit something I don't like and go to something I don't like, you know.
刚刚讲，我朋友对我有点不太理解。
So my friend did not understand me at all.
其实我的太太对我也很不谅解。
Even my wife did not understand me.
那个相信我，那段日子我真的很难过。
I feel really down at that period of time.
终于体会到那个我们中国话讲河东狮吼那种恐惧。
河东狮吼，还是说这个河东狮还是那个
yeah.
It seems like my wife yelling at me.
那所以呢，那个时候虽然我还没有成为基督徒啊
，Even though I was not a Christian yet，
可是因为面临的处境实在是太痛苦了。
I feel really painful in that kind of situation.
所以我有很多次我就像我的天父祷告。
So many times I pray to God.
请他给我力量。
Give him.Pray for it. He can give me the strength.
带领我继续往前走。
And guide me forward.
别人介绍我说不干就不干。
And other people just introduce the job. I say, okay, no, I didn't want.
但是很奇妙的就来了。到美国有个工作不是我去要来的，是要自己跑来的。
And now there's a job in U.S. Not that I asked for it. The job came to me.
对，那这个工作我完全没有接触过哈。
I never have contact with this job.
可是很奇怪，就是当这个工作机会出现的时候，自己就动心了。
But when this job appeared in front of me, put in front of me, I was very interested in it.
它不但是一个我从未有过的工作的领域啊。
it's a totally brand new territory, you know. I never have contact in that area before.
也带我经历了全新的一个生命的历程。
And give me a brand new life experience.
包括认识很多在我的工作里认识很多年轻的朋友。
And I met a lot of young people in my job.
然后在台湾我到不同的城市去工作。
I went to different cities in Taiwan to work.
了解了我们原来在台北市跟其他的城市的差异在哪里。
And I find out the difference between Taipei and other cities in Taiwan.
所以真的是一个完全是改变后的我。
It is someone that changed me.
嗯 ，OK， 那我接上了这个工作，然后就到美国来了。
I accept this job, then I came to the States.
这个太太也有了机会体验美国的生活。
And my wife also has experience the American life.
女儿可以接受完全不一样的教育。
And my daughter can accept a different, totally different system of education.
所以就这个时候我才了解说，为什么那时候我一直觉得想改变。
And then I finally understand why I want to change at that time.
虽然我再强调一次，我不知道我会来美国，那有一股力量就在带领着我。我相信这个就是天父在带领着我。
I stress that I never thought about coming to the States. I thought that the force behind it is God who planned for me.
更重要的是，我们来到这个教会哈，有幸跟各位兄弟姐妹成为家人。
And the fortunate, most blessed thing is that I came to this church and become a family members of this church.
另外要再提一下，就是四年前当我开始接触主耶稣基督之后。不但是我在工作上有很大的改变，连我抽了三四十年的烟以前我常常戒，从来没有成功过。
And before that, and you know, not only that my life has changed, and for 30 some years I was a heavy smoker, but then I didn't know how to quit the smoking.
就在三四年前，大概就戒掉了。
And three, four years ago, when I started coming in contact with the church, then I quit smoking.
包括这件事也是我很多朋友不能理解。
And these things, a lot of my friends quite couldn't understand this, how I could quit smoking.
所以我觉得我跟我的太太、我的女儿，这三四年这个经历真的是很奇妙的
So this, the experience we, the whole family experience, you know, this past three, four years, I think it's really a wonderful experience.
我深信如果不是主耶稣基督陪伴着我可能走不过来。
I really truly believe that Jesus accompanied all the way in these three, four years, or else I can never make it myself.
真的不是主耶稣基督的话，真的不知道走到哪里去。
If it's not because of Christ, I didn't even know where I end up right now.
所以我真的是非常感谢主，所以我在这里我跟我的女儿同时接受了迎接主耶稣基督作为我们生命的救主。
So me and my daughters, just we both accept Jesus as my personal savior.
就如同刚刚我们唱的那个歌一样，我想，最美的事就是认识了主耶稣，然后信靠了主耶稣。
The just like song we just sing, the most blessed thing is knowing our Lord and follow Him.
我想这个短短的几分钟时间，我简单的诉说我的心路历程。
So I just want these few minutes to express my.
这边报告跟各位弟兄姐妹们分享。
I share with you the, my experience.
最后我要引用哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
And I want to share with you the Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
里头所说的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed; behold, the new things have come.
所以我跟我的女儿都是全新的人。
So both I and my daughters are new creatures in Jesus.
所以我的见证到这里完，谢谢大家，感谢天主。
I wonder how often that happens. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that great testimony, sharing your life with us, and God's power at work.
谢谢守哲跟我们的分享他的见证，真的是神的在你的生命里面大能在你身上起作用。
My name is Dan Lockwood. I'm very happy to be here with you this morning.
我讲到的名字是 Dan， 很高兴跟大家分享。
And thank you, Wen Jun, for translating for me.
谢谢文君为我翻译。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
I want to give a report for an event that happened last night and say thank you for all that you do to contribute to our ministry, the partnership that we have together. So this was a bridge building event to Muslims in our community and especially those who are on campus at U of O. Sorry.
就是在这里想感谢大家昨天来积极的参与我们昨天的这个活动，这是这个穆斯林的这个斋节是吧？就是谢谢大家的参与，谢谢大家的支持和鼓励。
And there was some here in the church that made rice for this event.
我们教会里面的有人为这个活动煮了米饭。
Were you involved in making rice? Someone was involved. They're anonymous servants this morning, I guess. And Jane? Oh, Wen Jun. Oh, thank you.
Wen Jun.
He's such a servant. Thank you. Here's a couple more pictures.
这里还有更多的照片。
So some of you made it last night. Chad and Eloise were there. Brandon and Annabelle.
对 ，Chad and Eloise 他们都来了，然后他们也准备了食物。
There's Craig on the right. Some of you know him from the Wednesday lunch.
你们可能知道这个国际午餐的这个 Craig。
But anyway, it was a great blessing to be able to build a bridge to many people from the community who are Muslims that we would otherwise have no interaction with.
这是神的这个赐福，让我们能够也借着这个机会和这些穆斯林们有一个连接，和这个 community 这个当地的社区的人能够有这样的一个机会来跟他们有交通和互动。
This morning, the title of my talk is "Welcome to the Family."
今天早上我讲到的主题是说欢迎来到神的家庭。
We can say to Terry, welcome to the family.
我们也可以跟守哲说欢迎来到神的大家庭。
And we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们在讨论在学习这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
But this verse also from the Gospels creates a good frame for what we're going to talk about.
这个当然也是这个福音来给我们就是来一个搭建一个很好的这个结构。
I'll just read it. It says, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life.
这里是马可福音第十章二十九节到三十节。
So I want to invite you to pray with me as we begin.
那我们来一起祷告。
Lord God, thank you for waking us all up this morning.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，让我们能够早上能够来到你的面前。
Thank you for bringing us here to explore your word and learn from you.
也感谢你让我们来一起来学习你的话语。
And Lord, we pray that you would strengthen us in our inner person.
主，我们祷告你来坚固我们。
That we would persevere and walk with you through thick and through thin.
我们就是让我们能够不管是高山低谷，我们都能够来持守，来跟随你。
Because Lord, you promised never to leave us or forsake us.
是的，主，你应许我们，你永不撇下我们，永不离开我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. So we've got Chinese and English from our passage this morning. It's a little bit long, 4 slides worth, but I'd like us to read together, and I'm going to suggest maybe we read in English, if that's okay.
就是今天的经文可能比较长，上面列的都有中文和英文，那我们来一起来读神的话语，那我们就也许读一下英文。
So is everyone ready?
Okay, 大家准备好了吗？
1 through 12 of 1 Thessalonians 2. Let's go. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We have previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though, as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Amen. Thank you. Here's my main points this morning.
这是我今天要讲到的要点。
The Christian life involves suffering.
受苦贯穿于这个基督徒的生活之中。
And this is going to be maybe more of a meditation for us because at present we're living in America, a land of relative peace and affluence.
这个就是这个只不只是说我们在我们的思想里面，而是贯穿于我们的生活之中，因为我们在美国，我们是活在一个自由的国度。
Yet it's a major theme in Scripture.
这是圣经里面一个主题。
Next, the church is the family of God.
教会是神的家。
We're going to see this in this passage. And also,
在经文里面会看到这些。
That we are to honor those whose lives teach these principles.
那我们要敬重那些在生活中能够活出这些原则的人。
Okay, first of all, let's tackle the first part of this.
那我们先来讨论的第一点。
Paul wrote the book of the letter of Thessalonians for Thessalonians.
保罗写了这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And he says, you know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you is not without results. He reminds them of what they had suffered just prior to him coming to them.
保罗这里面说的说你们自己晓得我们到你们中间并不是突然的因为他提醒他们在之前保罗所经历的这些迫害。
And before Paul and his men came to the city of Thessalonica, they were in Philippi.
他们到帖撒罗尼迦之前他们在腓立比。
It's really fun for me to interconnect the letters of Paul to the book of Acts because you can see some connections.
这里很有意思我能够看到在帖撒罗尼迦前书和使徒行传之间的连接。
So that's what we're going to do in a moment.
那我马上就会来讨论这个连接。
But he tells them we had previously suffered and been treated outrageously.
他提到就是在这之前他保罗他们一直这个受迫害。
So Paul and his men were in Philippi before they were in Thessalonica, and he says that they had suffered some things. But first, let's look at what happened in Philippi.
保罗讲的说，在来到帖撒罗尼迦之前，在腓立比那里受辱受迫害。那我们就看看在腓立比的那里发生了什么。
I mean, what was the fruit?
那在那里他有什么样的这个果子
？So you can find these details in Acts chapter 16.
那里在使徒行传十六章会讲到这些细节。
They came to Philippi and they went to visit the river where they expected to find a place of prayer.
他们在就是到河边说本来去找到去想找一个可以祷告的地方。
And they met a woman there named Lydia.
当你碰到一个叫吕底亚的一个妇女。
And they shared the gospel with her.
那他就跟这个吕底亚也分享了神的福音。
Says the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
那神就开了吕底亚的他们的心扉，让他们能够接受保罗的这个所传的福音。
She and the members of her household had come to believe and been baptized.
那吕底亚和他的家人都接受了主，然后也受洗了。
And I think it's interesting what she says next. She says, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house."
那很有意思。接下来这个吕底亚他所说的，就是说，如果你认为我是是信主的，那你就来到我的家里。
Sometimes when you have an opportunity to share Christ with someone,
那有时候你会跟人分享着耶稣基督。
And they maybe they pray a prayer, they surrender their lives to Christ.
可能他们会祷告，他们说把自己的交给主。
But you're still not sure. Did it take?
那你可能还是不知道他们到底真心的接受了多少。
She says, "If you consider me a believer, come stay at my house." And she persuaded them.
在这里，这个吕底亚他说，如果你认为我是信主的，那你就来到我的家。那当然，他就说服了保罗他们去了他的家。
Then a bunch of persecution and suffering happened.
那然后接下来又有新的这个迫害。
We'll talk about that in a moment.
我们马上就会讲这个。
But so Paul and Silas were thrown into jail, and this is what happened to the jailer.
那在下面就是保罗和希拉他就被关进监狱，然后就讲到说马上对这个管监狱的人发生的事情。
So Paul and Silas were singing hymns, and then suddenly there was a great earthquake.
就是在监狱里，保罗和希拉他们在唱赞美诗，然后突然发生了这个地震。
All the jail doors flung open.
所有的监狱的门都开了。
But all of the prisoners were still there.
但是这些囚犯但还是待在那里。
The jailer was in a panic and he said, "What must I do to be saved?"
那这个时候这个管监狱的人这当然就很恐惧了，说我们要怎么做才能够得救。
So Paul and Silas shared with him about Jesus Christ.
那保罗就和希拉就跟他分享了神的福音。
And it says that the jailer, he and his family were baptized.
这里讲到说这个管监狱的和他的全家都受洗信主了。
And it says that he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God.
在这里讲到说他们全家这个充满了喜乐，因为他们来到神的面前。
He and his whole family.
他和他的全家。
So affirming what Terry just said.
那也是确认Terry 刚才跟我们分享的。
The greatest gift is knowing Jesus Christ.
那就是最美的祝福，就是认识主耶稣。
So a fellowship developed there.
在这里当然也有这个团契交通。
Paul and Silas, when they got out of prison, they came and the first thing they did is they went to Lydia's house.
当保罗和希拉他们从监狱出来以后，他们所做的第一件事情就是再去了这个吕底亚的家。
We don't know how long they were in prison.
我们大概也不清楚他在监狱待了多长时间。
Maybe not very long, but when they got out, there was already brothers meeting at Lydia's house.
可能就是在他出来的时候，那个时候已经有人在吕底亚的家里面聚会。
So they met with them and they encouraged them.
当然他们保罗和希拉去了他们家就也是鼓励他们。
One other detail that's found elsewhere, actually it's found in the book of Philippians.
另外一个细节在腓立比书里面讲到。
This fellowship that was meeting in Lydia's house also were givers.
在吕底亚家聚会的这些弟兄姐妹他们也是一个给予者。来供给保罗的。
This is another blessing and privilege that we have as believers is to give towards the cause of Christ's kingdom.
当然这也是这个信主的一个特权，也是一个也是一个祝福，就是说能够供给这些为神所传福音的人。
And so Paul tells them, in fact, that you guys were the only ones who supported me at that time.
保罗后面就讲到说，在那个时候，你们是唯一的一个教会，来一直在给予我照顾。
So what was this? This was a church.
那这里是什么呢？这就是教会。
They had started a church there. Philippi.
那实际上就是保罗在尼底亚家实际上开始了一个教会。
So let's now address how they were treated outrageously in Philippi.
那么在下面就讲到说他在腓立比是怎么被害受辱。
After they met Lydia and she came to know the Lord.
当他这个保罗他们就是碰到尼底亚以后，他就是接受了主。
Paul and his men were being harassed by a demon-possessed servant girl.
那这个时候保罗和他们一起的人被一个被鬼附的一个算命的一个女奴隶所搅扰。
And she would make money telling fortunes for her masters.
她就是通过算命来赚钱，当然为她的主人赚钱。
So Paul cast this demon out of this girl.
那保罗把鬼从这个女孩中驱赶出来。
And it caused all kinds of problems.
当然赶鬼以后当然会引起很多问题。
This great source of income for her masters was gone.
对这个女奴隶的主人而言，她这个收入就失去了。
So they brought Paul and Silas to the city square.
他把保罗和希拉他们就带到这个城市的这个中心。
And they practically started a riot.
那个时候就引起一个暴乱。
And what we could call mob justice, they took them and brought them to the magistrates, and they were stripped and beaten publicly.
这里可以说是这个叫做暴民政治，他们就把他这个公开的这个剥去他们的衣服，然后用棒子击打他们。
And then they were thrown in jail.
然后他们就被关在监狱里面。
So that brings us to Thessalonica.
这样他们就来到这个帖撒罗尼迦。
So even though all of that suffering and persecution happened in Philippi, what does Paul say when he came?
尽管这个保罗经历了这么多这个迫害、这个受辱，那保罗是怎么说的呢？
He says, "With the help of God, we dared to tell you His gospel."
那他就说讲到说既然神然后是还是靠着我们的神，他放开胆量。
And it wasn't without persecution or opposition in Thessalonica either.
那个时候当然在帖撒罗尼迦这个时候也是还是有迫害。
So here's some of the things that happened to them in Thessalonica.
这个就是接下来在帖撒罗尼迦那发生的这些事情。
So there's jealous Jews. They often start in a synagogue. They'll start by preaching in a synagogue, but the Jews there became jealous.
当然保罗和希拉他们也是在帖撒罗尼迦的当地的这个犹太人的会堂那里讲到这样
They said these guys were dangerous troublemakers.
这些嫉妒的犹太人就说他们这个是搅起纷争搅起骚乱的。
They accused them of being against Caesar.
他们指控这个保罗他们说是敌对当时罗马的皇帝凯撒。
And when they couldn't find Paul and Silas, they threw this guy Jason and brothers into jail.
当然他们找不到保罗他们的时候，就把这个耶森和这一些弟兄关到监狱里面。
And all he had done is hosted them.
当然这个耶森和这些弟兄，那只是说招待了这个保罗他们。
So imagine being thrown in jail for no reason, and then you have to pay to get out of jail.
那你想象一下，就是莫名其妙的你就被关到监狱，然后你要付钱才能够。从监狱里面放出来。
So these are some of the things that Paul and his men suffered in Thessalonica. And also, I just want to acknowledge that many here who I'm talking to are familiar with suffering.
这个当然就是讲到保罗他们在帖撒罗尼迦所受到的迫害，而且实际上在我们之中，我们也很熟悉因为我们的信仰受迫害。
Around the world, there's suffering.
那其实这整个世界都有迫害在发生。
And also in parts of China, they're suffering.
那当然在中国的某些地方也是。
And so what I wanted to say also is, I just finished a class called Why Does God Allow Evil?
我刚我就是想说的是说，我正在这个上马上要上完一个课，为什么神会允许这个罪恶发生
？And in this class, we suffering falls under the category of evil as well.
当然在课里面讲到说这个受苦这个受迫害也是邪恶的一种。
And my professor and my professor's contention was that this question, why does God allow evil, the answer needs to include heaven as a discussion point.
那当然，这个教我课的教授的他的论点就是说，当你讨论说为什么神会允许邪恶，那里面必然要提到这个天堂。
It's very odd, but actually, there's a lot of Christians who are afraid of heaven.
这个很奇怪，就是很多基督徒也是很害怕这些。
They think it's an eternal worship service.
他认为这个就是在这个一个
There's many ideas, but there's not a whole lot written about heaven in Scripture, so we don't know a whole lot. But it's something that we're all working towards.
这就是在圣经里面不是没有特别多的地方能够讲到这个天堂，但是我们实际上一直是在朝这个方向在努力。
And frankly, much that's written about heaven presents heaven like an amusement park.
可能这里面讲到这天堂，就像呢说是一个娱乐主题公园一样。
It's a land of endless pleasures and entertainment.
可能就是有无穷无尽的这个欢乐可能一些娱乐。
And these are speculations.
当然这些只是猜想。
But it's much more than these things.
当然应该是远远不止这些。
And when I looked into it, I noticed that heaven is often presented in contrast with earthly sufferings.
当我就是来研究这些的时候，我就发现这个天堂通常很多事是和在地上的这个受苦所对应的。
And so there's a theme that's in many books of the Bible, and especially in the New Testament, what books don't include suffering, the writer, the author, maybe it's Paul, will invite that congregation to join him in suffering for the gospel.
当然这个是就是圣经里面很多书卷的一个主题，特别是在新约圣经里面，保罗书信里面，他即使是没有提到这个受苦的时候，保罗也会写信邀请这些会众来一起参与这样的受苦，为福音而受苦。
So a little bit of a heavy topic this morning, a little sobering, but it's important.
可能这个是一个沉重的主题，但是也是很重要，也让大家能够思想。
Next, I wanted to point out some of the things that Paul and his men were accused of.
接下来我就讲到说这个保罗和他一起的这些人，他们所受到的指控。
And I think these will ring familiar to some of us.
可能我们之中也会熟悉这样的指控。
They were accused of having error or impure motives.
他们被指控说出有一些错误。
Of trying to trick people.
他们也之中有诡诈。
Of being motivated out of a motivation to please people.
他们是出于就是让人得喜悦的一个动机。
There's flattery. There's a mask to cover up greed.
这个里面说有谄媚，有能够就是把自己的贪心那个遮盖起来。
They were accused of trying to be praised by men.
他们也是就是被指控说为了得到人的称赞。
And so for each of these accusations or allegations, Paul contrasts that with their true heart motivations.
面对这样的指控，保罗是说把他自己内心这个真实的情况讲出来。
To the charge of error or impure motives.
对这样错误或者说一个错误的动机，不纯的动机。
He says, "No, we came to you as men approved by God and trusted with the gospel."
保罗说的不是这样的，他是神所许可的，并且他也接受的是福音的委托。
To the accusation that they were somehow people pleasing.
对这个讨好人的这个指控。
They said, "No, we're not trying to please people. We're trying to please God."
但是不是这样的，我们不是说要讨好人，而我们是要讨好得神的喜悦。
And it is God who tests our hearts.
那神会查验我们的内心。
We would all solve our a lot of our own difficulties if we lived our lives with an audience of one, being God. If we lived our lives in the presence of God with Him as our audience instead of people pleasing, then a lot of our own problems would be solved.
那个如果我们就是说我们当做自己那个活在神的面前的时候神会看着我们的时候，我想我们这种很多的问题都会解决。
To the allegation that they were using flattery or they had a hidden agenda.
对他们这个说有他们有谄媚，他们有这个有一些诡诈的这个计划的这样的指控。
Again, he says, God is our witness.
他说这个神是我们的见证。
To the charge that they were looking for praise from men.
对他们说要得人称赞的指控。
Or that they were just wanting to assert their authority.
或者对指控说他们只是想施行权柄。
He says, no, we were like young children.
他这里讲的说我们是存心温柔。
Maybe your translation says we were very gentle among you.
他可能说有像一个小孩子一样，或者可能有时候我们的翻译成就是存心温柔。
So let's see some of the fruit from Thessalonica.
那我们就看一看保罗他们在帖撒罗尼迦所结的果子。
There were Jews and Greeks who were persuaded by Paul and Silas.
那里面有很多犹太人和希腊人，他们都信服了神的道。
Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women.
这里面就是有很多有些犹太人，他们也信服了，来他们加入了保罗和希拉，当然还有一些这些尊贵的这希腊的妇人也信主了。
And a fellowship had formed.
当然这里面有一个团契，也有一个新的团契。
Again, this comes from Acts, so this is Acts chapter 17.
但是当然，这是在《使徒行传》十七章里面讲到的。
Sorry, but it says, as soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea.
当然到了晚上的时候，这些弟兄们就把保罗和希拉送到了比利亚。
So again, this was a church that had formed.
那当然，就再次讲的就是这个里面就是教会是这么形成的。
So we often look to the results of their work.
通常我们都会看他们这个他们工作的果效。
And we rejoice.
当然，我们为他们喜乐。
But we don't often focus much attention on the suffering involved or the hostilities involved and overcoming these things.
当然，可能我们有时候就忽略了他们所经历的苦难，所经历的这些仇视。
Here's a few more verses on suffering.
当然，这里面还有几节经文就讲到说基督徒的受苦。
Peter says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised, as though something strange were happening to you."
彼得在这里说，亲爱的弟兄们，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
So the church that he was addressing was suffering some painful trials.
当然，他这个收到保罗书信的这个教会，当时是在经历这个苦难。
At another point in the book of Acts, Paul says, "We must go through many hardships." To enter the kingdom of God.
在使徒行传另一处，他讲到说，我们必要进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
And this one especially haunts me. I've known this one for quite a while. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在这里的提摩太后书里面的经文，我也一直来有特别的感动，就讲到说，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And so suffering is not just inevitable.Is this Philemon? Philippians says, "For it has been granted to you, on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for Him."
当然这里面就是受苦的确是不可避免的。在腓立比书里面讲，他说因为 ，Can you go back?
Sorry.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，必要为他受苦。
Okay, so you ask someone, you ask your fellow brother or sister, what's your favorite Bible verse? It might not be one of these.
你可能问教会的弟兄姐妹，你们最喜欢的经文是什么？可能不是这些经文。
In Hebrews, it says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood."
在希伯来书里面说到，你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
So it's not something that we're necessarily protected from.
这当然这不是说我们一定会受到特别的保护。
Back to Peter again. Since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil, human desires, but rather for the will of God.
在彼得前书四章第一节里面讲到，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智当作兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Yes, thank you. I mentioned at the moment we're living in a land of freedom, prosperity, and relative peace. But there's signs, right? There's trends.
当然我们就是活在这样一个自由、一个和平、一个繁荣的国度，当然还是有一些标志，一些警告。
In some ways that are subtle, and in other ways that are not so subtle, Christians are being discriminated against.
有时候这个可能很微妙，但是有时候不是那么比较明显，因为基督徒在受迫害。
Being pressured and asked to do things at work that are unethical.
基督徒在工作之中可能会要求来做一些不道德的事情。
Some people who are against Christianity are using the law to try to force Christians, for example, to bake a cake.
当然有些人可能就是说来强迫基督徒来做做一些违反他们信仰的事情，譬如说来做一个同性恋的蛋糕。
So these are very mild forms in a sense. They're very mild forms of suffering, persecution, discrimination.
当然这些只是看起来很轻微的一些迫害，来让基督徒做一些事情。
But many of our friends, many Christians, are seeing these signs, and they're walking away from the faith.
当然我们之中有些人可能会看到这些标志、这些警告，可能就是离开了信仰。
Because I don't want to be known as those kind of people.
因为他们不想就是成为这些这样的人。
And so this is barely scratching the surface of suffering.
当然这个就是只是很肤浅的讲到这个受苦。
So we are called to persevere.
我们被呼召来忍耐。
So again, my main points to Christian life involve suffering. The second point is the church is the family of God.
这是刚才我们一个主要的一点，就是讲到受苦要贯穿于基督徒的生活之中。另外一点就讲到说教会是神的家。
And even though it's just outside of our passage this morning, verse 13 serves as a bit of like a frame for us.
当然这个是在我们今天要学习的经文之外，这个十三节实际上也讲到了这一点。
Verse 13 says, "And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe."
那在这个十三节里面说到，他说为此我们也不住的感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So what does this mean? Does this mean that because they believed it, it was true?
那这是什么意思呢？是不是说意味着因为他们相信这个就是真的真道？
No, that is Disney theology. Which makes it so.
那这是迪士尼的神学。是说你相信它才是真的。
Wishing makes it so, yeah.
就是。
It's Disney theology.
梦想让你能够。
No, the gospel that Paul preached is grounded in historical events.
当然，这个保罗所传讲的福音，那是基于这个一个历史的事实。
The message they shared was grounded in the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他所分享的福音是基于耶稣基督的他的生活，他的受苦，他的在十字架上的受死。
So when Paul and Silas and his men came to the Thessalonians and they shared the gospel, the Thessalonians recognized it as God's word and they received it as God's word.
那保罗和他同行的人一起来提上来家来传讲神的福音，这些人都接受了，也认为他们是这个是神的道。
Like the verse that Terry shared this morning, 2 Corinthians 5:17, new creations, they became new creations.
就像 Terry 刚才早上分享的一样，在更多后书第二章讲到说，新造的。
They were adopted into God's family.
他们被接纳成为神的家庭。
So let's notice some of the language that Paul uses, how he addresses them, family language.
那么注意到就是这个讲到说家庭的这些语言，就是保罗在这里面所提到的。
So again, he says when they came to them.They came to them as young children, like young children.
保罗里面讲到说，他来到这些帖撒罗尼迦的家人中间，他是作为一个年轻的孩子呢，像一个年轻的孩子在他们中间。
And again, maybe your translation says we were gentle among you.
可能有的翻译说我们就是诚心温柔。
We can imagine what Paul exactly meant by this, but young children, they're humble.
当然，这个保罗在这里的意思可能就是小孩子，当然就是比较谦卑。
They're respectful.
他们尊重别人。
Sometimes they say things bluntly.
当然，他们有时候可能说话很直接。
But then moving on, he says, "We were as a nursing mother cares for her children, so were we with you."
然后保罗接着里面讲到说，他就像母亲乳养自己的孩子一样。
The great love and the great care that's required, the great patience that's required for infants.
当然对小孩子来讲就需要很多的爱，需要很多的关心。
And we know, and when we know people who are spiritual babies, they might have a lot of strange ideas or beliefs that haven't quite.Come to settle into the gospel just yet.
当然我们知道，就是有些属灵上的小孩子，他们可能有很多稀奇古怪的想法，他们的思想还没有植根于这种信仰。
So Paul and company were very caring for them.
当然保罗和他同行的人，当然对他们非常的关照。
He also often calls them brothers and sisters.
他有时候经常也称呼他们为弟兄和姐妹。
Again, a family relationship.
那当然这里讲到说一个家庭的关系。
And then lastly, he says, as a father deals with his own children.
那最后你没讲到，就像是父亲带自己的孩子一样。
So they were encouraging, and comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God.
那当然就是劝勉他们，也安慰他们，让他们能够行事对得起招他们的主。
This is a sobering thought for me as well. Why family? Why does God use family as the paradigm?
这当然对我来说是一个很清楚的概念，为什么他用这个家庭 来指代。
Family is God's idea.
家庭也当然也是神的神创立的想法。
Family is God's design.
也是神的设计。
Is it any wonder that the family is under attack?
那你肯定也知道，就是这个家庭也在家庭的观念也在受攻击。
So many marriages end in divorce.
当然很多的家庭的婚姻最后以就离婚而告终。
There's so much dysfunctionality.
那当然有很多这个家庭的这个就是功能失调。
So this is important for us also to maintain healthy, loving, nurturing family environments.
当然也对我们来说也很重要，我们维护一个爱心，有一个看顾，有一个好的家庭。
But we are the family of God.
当然我们也是受益神的家人。
So back to that passage that I shared in the beginning from Mark 10.
那我们再回到这个马可福音十章的这个经文。
So this quote from Jesus shows up in many Gospels, maybe at least three of them, but this is the only one where he has in parentheses, he has persecutions.
当然这个主耶稣的这个教导出现了大概至少在三处三本这个圣经里面，但只有在这个地方有括号里面有讲到说这个迫害的问题。
And I imagine from generation to generation of scribes who are writing this verse out, and every time they get to that word they'll be like, what's that doing there?
可能这个就历史历代的这文士这个抄写这个圣经的时候，他们可能会觉得好奇，为什么这个括号里面的这迫害的这段经文在那里是什么意思呢？
It's human nature when you when you, we say in English, when you stick your head out and you get your head bit off, you don't want to do that again.
但是在英文里面讲的就是说，你把你的头伸出来被别人砍，啊，你是不想这样来做的。
So it's human nature to want to avoid pain and suffering.
啊，当然作为人的本性来讲，我们会避免一切的这个受苦和迫害。
I think it's important to mention also, even when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying to God.
啊，就是主耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候，他也是向神祷告。
He was overwhelmed with sorrow and with the anxiety of what was coming.
当然他也是很悲伤，也是很痛苦，因为为马上要发生的事情。
Jesus didn't go into that enjoying suffering.
当然耶稣基督也不是说喜欢这样的这个迫害和十字架上的受死。
But in his case, he knew what it would accomplish.
当然他知道他这样要成就的东西。
So there was joy on the other side.
当然在另外在另外一边受苦的另外一边那是就是这个受苦能成就的喜乐。
So just some things for us to think about.
这就是也让我们能够思想。
And again, here's the allegations that Paul had to deal with.
当然我们再一次讲一下这个保罗所接受的受到的指控。
You can think through some of these.
那你想一想这些指控。
I mean, there are many allegations floating around in our world today.
那当然，我们现今的世界也有很多这样的指控，就是对教会来说。
When the legislature recently in Alabama introduced this very restrictive abortion, anti-abortion law.
当然，最近在阿拉巴马州，他们通过了这个很严厉的这个反堕胎的法律。
People close to me posted on Facebook that this was an attempt of white male legislators. To control women's bodies.
当然，这个有在网上就有人说，这个是这些白人的这个立法者通过这样的措施来控制女人的身体。
So there's many such conspiracies afloat in our world.
当然有这些在这个世界上有很多的阴谋论在流行。
So we need to patiently present our positions.
当然我们就需要很有耐心的来。讲明我们的立场。
We want them to be grounded in God's word.
当然我们希望这些立场话语都是植根于神的话。
So this morning I mostly want to encourage us to weather the storms. Don't let what people say about you personally or about Christians in general, don't let that discourage you or stop you from loving others, from moving forward with Jesus.
当然就是今天早上想跟大家说的时候，在我们面临这些风暴面临各样的这个指控这样迫害的时候，不要让这样的事情来让我们灰心丧胆，让我们能够让一切都植根于神的话语，神的道。
Some people are genuinely anti-God, anti-Christianity.
有些人就是真正的是说是敌对神，敌对神的福音。
For other people, these are just ideas that sound plausible.
对有些人而言，那只是说看起来这个也合理的一些想法。
And so they're on bandwagons.
所以他们就是也不是特别的这个坚定。
And they do not understand.
他们也并不理解。
The Christian life.
他们也不理解我们基督徒的生活。
Or God's values or priorities.
当然也不理解这个神的价值观和神在神里面的这优先次序。
My final point, very short point.
那最后一点就是很短。
Honor those whose lives teach these principles.
当然敬重那些活出这些原则的人。
Those who work hard in the Lord.
那些是在主里面劳苦的人。
Those who don't let opposition or resistance slow them down.
那些并不是因为受到敌对、受到反对来减少他们的服事。
Those who even have suffered.
他们当然也会甚至会受苦。
But they keep moving forward with Jesus.
他们继续就是与主同行。
And just two verses, one's from chapter 5 of our book this morning, and the other one is from Hebrews, but the first one says, Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. So this one of the things I really love about Eugene Chinese Christian Church is just the number of wonderful people who are serving. And there's so many people here who are so selflessly serving. It's very inspiring.
在这里就是这卷书的第五章12节到13节。我等一下，就是说，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那些在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因为他们所做的工又爱心，格外的尊重他们。在这里面，我就是说特别的感动，我们如今的华人教会有这么多一起忠心服侍神的人，也我也从他们中间也得到很多的鼓励。
These are the ones. These are the examples for all of us to follow.
当然，这些也是我们都应该效法的榜样。
And Hebrews 13.
在希伯来书十三章。
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men and women who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you.
希伯来书十三章第七节，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们。效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。十七节说，你们要依从那些引导你们的，并且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不知忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
So applications
那我们来怎么应用这些呢？
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
把你定睛于耶稣基督。
This is important for anything we want to do in the Christian life.
那当然，这对我们做过基督的生活来说，任何事情都是很重要的。
It's so easy to look around and see other people.
那很容易，我们有时候就是把眼光离开就看看我们自己的周围。
Maybe they're serving more than you.
可能有些人就是服侍的更多。
Or they're doing something that receives a lot of praise.
我们
from other people. So you look around and you see someone else who's serving the Lord, and everyone's going, "Oh, what a great guy!"
可能你们就是看一看周围的人，那尤其是服侍很多，大家都就是拍手称赞这样服侍的人。
And what happens? Your own joy fleets away.
那这样的话，你自己的
your own peace,
你自己的喜乐慢慢的就流失掉了。
We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews calls him the author and perfecter of our faith.
那我们就应该所做的事就是定睛于耶稣基督，那些我们信心创始成终者。
The Matthew passage is Peter walking on the water.
Looks
around and he sees the wind and the waves and he starts sinking.
在马太福音里面讲到说，彼得他在水面上行走。
The second point is don't be surprised by opposition, persecution, suffering.Even outrageous treatment.
第二点就是说，不要因为这些这些敌对、这些迫害、这些受苦而觉得惊奇。
Dare to tell the good news.
Perry 刚才就讲了一个好的消息。
So just as Paul and his men had suffered a lot in Thessalonica, they said, "Let's tell," or in Philippi, they said, "Let's tell the people in Thessalonica this great news."
就是即使他们在这受迫害以后，他们还是说要放胆传讲这个神的好消息。
Because it's worth it.
当然这是是值得的这么做的。
Because Jesus is worth it.
神是配得的。
And because rescuing people from the kingdom of darkness and bringing them into the kingdom of light is worth it.
当然，把神把人们从黑暗的权势迁移到神的国度，这是值得这么做的。
And lastly, honor your leaders and follow their examples.
当然也敬重也敬重你们的领袖，也跟随他们的榜样。
So let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Thank you again, Lord, for an opportunity to dive into your word.
我们再一次感谢你主我们能够来学习来你的话语。
Lord, I pray that you would plant these truths in our hearts.
我们感谢你把这样的真道放到我们的心里面。
And they would bear fruit at just the right time.
让我们能够在合适的时候能够多结果子。
we would consider what you went through for us.
让我们思念你为我们所做的一切。
And that we would realize that nothing that we face in this world can compare.
让我们能够明白，在这个世界上发生的任何事情都不能和这相比。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，主耶稣。
God, we pray that you would strengthen our faith.
天父，我们就是求你来坚固我们的信仰。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.